say, Veronica, I know you don't like to talk about this much, but you have just been away for a very long time, and I've been here all on my own.
Oh, you poor man.
No one to talk to, let alone to get out and get a story.
Yeah.
So justify your absence. What have you been doing? What did you do in New York?
Well, I go to New York every year simply because I've been going for 10, 15 years because my son and his family live there.
Right.
So really it's a visit to see family. I don't do many of the tourist spots.
Don't you?
But I did stay at the Plaza Hotel.
Well, that's a wonderful hotel. I've only had the pleasure once and someone else was paying.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I thought it was terrific. And it's such a great location on Fifth Avenue beside Central Park.
Fountain right out the front.
Yeah.
And horse-drawn carriages going by.
Oh, everything. And it's so busy. I mean, people go in there. It's a tourist spot.
It is, isn't it?
I mean, most of the people who are in the foyer are actually there to have a look.
Yeah, well, I had my family there in the mid-'80s, my two sons and my wife. And we noticed they changed the floor covering in the lifts at midnight or thereabouts every night. So when you walked into the lift, it said Thursday, right?
Yeah,
and then
right.
Next morning it said Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the boys, we'd been out late, and I said, we got to catch the bloke changing the carpet in these lifts. And there were three lifts on the ground floor. So we had one each. And I think one of us, I might have taken my younger son, and it was nearly midnight. I said, right, get in the lift. We're going to wait until this bloke comes to change the lift. Well, we never saw it changed, but it was.
I
don't know how it happened. I hate it.
I hate to tell you,
yeah.
But they don't have mats in the lift anymore.
Really?
They have tiled floor, and it just says the Plaza Hotel in very fancy tiling.
I don't think I'll ever go back there ever again then.
So I'm sorry to disappoint you about that.
It was a bit of fun though, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it was. And I did actually have afternoon tea in the Palm Court there.
Oh, yeah, downstairs,
and that's very, very popular.
Mm.
And the problem is a lot of people turn up for afternoon tea at 3 o'clock, but the very best time to go is at midday. Turn up at 12 o'clock for lunch because you know what afternoon tea's like.
It can just go on and on.
Oh, and also because you get so much. And, I mean, you want to eat it all, don't you?
So is it a multi... I haven't had it. There's
a
multi-tiered.
Yeah, the tiered. And the top tier has got the finger sandwiches.
Yeah.
You've got to have the cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm not a big rap for those. What happened to good old chicken?
Yeah, everything and salmon and everything.
Yeah.
And then the second layer is the pastries, which are beautiful. I mean, if you like chocolate, if you're a chocoholic, you are happy.
I bet you they don't have vanilla slice.
They'd
call it something posh like Mouffier or something.
Yeah, something fancy, but it's sort of fairly similar.
Yeah.
It's a little kind of almost egg tart.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the bottom, they have scones.
Oh, well, if that's really what most people are there for, I would imagine.
Yeah, you have the scones and you have the cream and you have the jam, the strawberry jam, and you have the tea. But you can also have champagne if you like.
I suppose it's not de rigueur to ask for a latte.
You can. They don't mind.
Oh, okay.
No. My husband, he had.
Good on him. Good old Neil. He doesn't muck around. So straight to the old.
He doesn't mind.
My java. I know the feeling. Americans don't make very good coffee.
No, they don't. That's quite true. But there are a lot of Australian guys who have gone into New York City and have now established coffee bars.
Oh, well, that's nice.
And they are actually getting the reputation for being great roasters.
Right. Oh, that's
good. So that is a change.
Yeah.
But
there are a few Aussie food establishments over there now.
Yeah.
I remember there have been a few stories on television. And
That's right.
People like Curtis Stone are over singing their song.
Mm. But the thing is that, you know, people now, if you mention them, you had food you were eating in New York, they tend to turn their noses up. But what they don't realise is they're thinking about America years ago when you had the big plates and the all-you-can-eat buffets.
Yep.
Food in New York is fabulous now.
Right.
Really fabulous. You could eat out every day, lunch, breakfast even. Ooh.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner, and you're really, really happy.
Now, speaking of tea, I once had, I was over there, I was working with BRW, and I went and I met our representative over there. And she was an Australian, but she lived and worked in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And she took me to the Russian tea rooms for lunch, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had some of these exotic Eastern European foods, and I knew some of them because I married a Polish
borscht, probably a girl
with Polish ancestry, and so yeah, borscht and some of their little dumplings, which vary by
ears,
by name depending which geography you're in. Mm. And that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that. Is that still going?
It probably still is. I didn't go there and I haven't been there, but I'll put that in my list for next time. I go.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll put it in the diary.
The hot spot for the ladies who lunch is going to Tiffany's new restaurant. And that's a little restaurant called the Blue Box Cafe.
Oh,
what a wonder why.
Yeah. What a surprise. And so... Do you have to buy something to get into the
No, you have to queue up. And some people wait hours to get
outside?
In.
Outside?
Yeah, because it's a small restaurant.
Right.
And I'd imagine that I didn't get there because, as I say, I wasn't really prepared to queue. Mm. But I gather that inside it's all decorated in duck egg blue, the little box that you get, the jewellery.
Well, that's a corporate brand.
Yeah.
What about, can you do breakfast at Tiffany's?
Oh, you can do breakfast at Tiffany's too. So as soon as the store opens, you can head there. But again, there's queues. People queue from about 5 o'clock in the morning until the store opens.
So it must have been nice time of year there, spring.
Oh, it was lovely. It really was. And there were some days that were really hot.
Right.
But it was such a shock. You'd suddenly wake up and it would be, you know, almost 100 degrees, and then next day it would be cold again. Mm. But it is, the cherry blossom was out in the park. Yeah. It was, everybody was just in there.
Now, we know from last week that you went on a horse ride, a carriage ride, the Hansom cab around Central Park. You enjoy that?
Oh, yes, it's fun. I mean, it's always fun driving around Central Park. It's also fun, as you say, just walking around Central Park. I mean, it's huge. Mm. There's so much to do.
And maybe the Melbourne horses that they're trying to hurl off the street ought to be put in to roam around our parks, the Treasury Gardens.
Well, I think they go to around the Botanic Gardens, around near the Tan.
Do they? On the road, though, isn't it?
I'm not really sure.
It'd be nicer just through the park.
Of course it would be.
Why not? No one would blow the horn.
Yeah. And, I mean, now we've got a new mayor, but I think maybe the new mayor is not too keen on the horses either.
Oh, maybe not. Okay. Well, it was lovely to hear about your New York adventures. No doubt some more will come out in due course. So we've come to the end of our first hour. What's coming up next?
In the next hour, we speak with Palette member Kevin Maloney, who has just found a jewel in the crown of Greek travel. Graham attends the West Australian Tourism Roadshow in Melbourne that is designed to encourage the travel industry to tell their clients to go west.
And we look to the coming cruise season as Veronica speaks with Joel Katz of the Cruise Line Industry Association. Plus, we've got all the news you can use here at Travel Writers Radio after 6 p.m.